Como belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette come butto, belle faste già, sotto celle de Roma.
Welcome to another episode of Italian American Life with Frankie D, the very first Italian American podcast since 2013. All our episodes can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, along with our one-minute videos called Italian American Moments and our bilingual Italian American children's books. We also highlight books, museums, newspapers, magazines, and useful websites for all your Italian American needs. My guest today is Margherita Gismondi, who is a very popular social media blog personality. Margherita, welcome to the show.
Ciao, Frank. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you, and I'm looking forward to learning all about that. And I hope I was correct in the term, the way I used it. This is a younger person's thing, blog.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Trust me. I mean, I'm a little technologically challenged myself. I'm learning as I go, for sure.
Well, you do a great job, and
we'll
get
you.
Into it. And I just love that it's you're promoting positive and you're promoting culture and language.
Yes.
But you have this unbelievably interesting background compared to someone like myself, who was born in Chicago, grew up probably within 1 mile of there, and currently lives maybe 2 miles from there. So
okay.
I have a boring one. You have an interesting one. Born in Venezuela. Tell me all about that.
Yes. So I was born in Caracas, Venezuela. I am the daughter of an Italian. My dad migrated to Italy when he was 15, along with my nonni. And my mother is Venezuelan, but her dad was also Italian. So he migrated to Venezuela. Their story is long and very cool, but one day I'll share and talk more about that. But
What part of Italy does the family come from?
So my dad's side is from Brezza, which is in Abruzzo, the tiny town. And then my mom's dad was from Sulmona, which is also in Abruzzo. So it's kind of funny. You know, my mom and dad met in Venezuela. So I think that was that one thing that they hit off with, like, both of, you know, the families were from Abruzzo. So.
And actually very close in Abruzzo.
Very. Yeah. Within 10 minutes. Yeah.
And just met by chance. It wasn't that families put them together. Wow.
Well, no, it was the coolest meeting story. We'll have to talk about that one day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
So you're born in Venezuela, family's Italian. Where you grew up? Were the Italians?
I kind of grew up between Italy, Venezuela, and the States. We moved to the States when I was 9 years old, but I always maintained, like, summers in Italy with my grandparents. So I spent summers there typically. You know, when I got older, I started getting a little more busy with friends and summer activities, so I wouldn't go as often when I got older. But you know, from a very young age, that's where I spent most of my summers. And so I was helped raise by my nonna, who I was extremely close to growing up. So yeah, that's
And was like, okay, so your time in Venezuela, are you around Italian people? Your time in the States, you said Florida, I believe. Are you around Italian people?
Okay, so when I was in Venezuela, the Italian people, because my nonna lived in Venezuela, and then we would go there for the summer. So my nonna and my nonno were also in Venezuela. So I grew up in a home where I heard, you know, Spanish and Italian. Those were like my first two languages that I just was surrounded with from birth. And then once I moved to the States, English came in. And so I, you know, went to school, and it was a tiny town in Florida. So I learned English quickly. And yeah, so then I was in a home that was mostly English and Spanish speaking, because my mom never spoke much Italian. And then my dad was in Venezuela a lot. So it was like back and forth, but I kind of lost the Italian a little bit, unless I would, you know, go with my nonna during the summer. Just because I didn't get to use it all that much once I moved to Florida.
So what I'm getting at is, like, so you weren't really, like, around, like, the neighborhoods. They weren't, like, necessarily so Italian.
No.
I mean, the influence was just from the family.
Yes, only family. Yeah.
Really? Yet today, I mean, you're, I mean, for me, like, you're so Italian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So no,
Yeah.
that's great. Was it like, I don't know, confusing and like almost for your identity, a little confusing growing up?
So honestly, I never really felt confused, but I will say when I started social media, it then became a little bit confusing because I, you know, most people, it's like they have their niche and they're usually Italian American or you know, one kind of culture, and I feel like it's hard because I'm trying to also integrate some Venezuelan in there. But then people are confused because it's like, wait, I thought you were Italian. Well, now you're Venezuelan. Well, now you aren't you American? You don't have an accent. So it's a little bit
I
of an
agree
identity,
and I
you
get it
know.
because even someone like myself, so naturally initially it was Margarita Blocks talking Italian, follow you. And then one day out of the blue, you brought up the Venezuela. I'm like, what? That went through me. And then I'm thinking, like, well, maybe she's like, because you talked about your father, and I thought, well, maybe she's like half Italian and half Venezuelan. But I mean, you're all Italian, but you know.
Really? Yeah. I mean, if you want to get technical, like I, you know, 25% Venezuelan and 75% Italian because
Okay.
my mom and her mom are Venezuelan.
Oh,
But
gotcha.
her dad was Italian.
Okay. And therefore, now I get it. Like, your mom was raised by a Venezuelan mom, and that's probably why she didn't speak as much Italian.
No, she did not. And because my grandfather, her dad, died when she was in fourth grade. So I never met her dad. And so she was raised in Venezuela by a Venezuelan mom, and her whole community was Venezuelan and there were no Italians. And so,
Okay, got
yeah,
it. Yeah.
she did not, until she met my dad, she wasn't really involved with Italian, you know,
Okay.
anything. So then
So.
once she married my dad, she learned a little and she can understand a lot. She just, even when she speaks English, she understands a lot of English. My mom has a hard time with pronunciation and accents. So she has very heavy accents when she speaks Italian or English.
Now, is she living in America?
She hops around. Right now, she's currently in Missouri helping me. I have a special needs son, and I'm a single mom. I got divorced about 2 years ago, and so I was kind of stuck here in Missouri, and just kind of by myself. Because
Wow.
I moved here for my ex.
Okay, yeah,
And
that was another
so,
thing that threw me for a loophole when you said
yes.
you live in
Like, what?
Missouri. I'm thinking you live in, you know, if you're in America, you, someone like
I
you,
know.
California, Florida, New York.
Yes.
When you said
Yes.
Missouri, so now
Yes.
you're in Missouri, it's really got to be a small amount of like Italian people and Italian
Tiny. And
culture.
I'm, like, if maybe if I went to Kansas City or if I went to St. Louis, there would be a little bit of a larger community. St. Louis surprisingly does have a pretty good little Italian community. I don't think a lot of people know that because, you know, back in the day they had the tunnels.
Yes.
And that's a, you know, a long story for another day, but they essentially were, you know, here. And back then there was a good little community of Italians.
Yes.
But
Shout out to the Hill in St. Louis, which I was fortunate to visit a couple years ago. Me and a buddy went. We went to St. Louis and we went to the Hill. And I told the people, I came to St. Louis to see the Hill. You don't know me. That's the only thing that interested me to go to St. Louis was to
Oh
visit the
yeah, I
Hill.
mean
It was
there's
amazing. God
yeah
bless
it's
them.
a
They really
yeah
keep it up.
yeah it's a
It's
really cute
there
community.
were so many markers and so many. It was such a
Yeah.
big influence, and really very, very impressed with it.
Yes, I'm going to work out how to make some content on Little Italy at some point. I do live about 3 hours away from St. Louis, so I don't go. And then I'm about like an hour and a half from Kansas City. So I'm really in the middle of nowhere.
You really are. You're in mid-America, middle
I
America.
am. I'm
And
right
most
there.
of it is like, okay, I live in Chicago. If you take away Chicago from the state of Illinois, it's very
Oh,
just middle America,
it
country
really is.
roads. And yeah. So, okay. So when did you start the blog?
So I started about a year and a half ago.
Wow. So you've had a
And
lot of success in a quick time.
I have, yeah. And you know, It was crazy because within 6 months or 8 months, I grew to like 60,000 followers, and then Instagram restricted my account. And so then for a year, I was restricted and I was growing very, very little. And because of this restriction, I was considering like, do I start over? Do I just
Why would
push
they
through?
restrict it?
I replied some
Oh.
things. And then Instagram didn't like my replies and
Gotcha. Wow.
I got
Okay.
restricted. It wasn't
I
even
didn't.
anything bad, but it was like a little bit of slang in Italian and a little bit of slang in Spanish, a few of the comments that I replied back to. And so Instagram, instantly, doesn't no slang, doesn't it's so anyway, I got in trouble for
Gotcha.
that. And I learned early. I learned then like just don't, just stay away from all of that. Just don't reply or delete it if it bothers you. I
So initially,
learned.
how did you build it up so fast? How did that happen?
Well, a couple of my Italian phrases of the day videos went viral. And of course, I do inappropriate, type of words of the day or slang or, and I think that because I didn't want to come off as a language teaching account per se, I just kind of wanted to teach the things that you don't really hear or talk about, in a lot of the language accounts that there are. They're actually teaching the language. For me, I kind of just wanted to teach the things that you don't normally learn that people actually really use a lot. And so that was kind of my
Was that your initial intention for starting?
Yeah. And but initially I wanted to do Venezuelan and I wanted to do Italian. So when I first started the account, I was trying to do a little bit of both and play around with it. And my Italian content was just sticking so much more than my Venezuelan that I was like, okay, I guess that's where I'm going to be led with this. And that's why I stuck also because I haven't been back to Venezuela in over 8 years and I go back to Italy several times a year. And so that was kind of why I stuck with that side more than the Venezuelan side.
And that's very
But
interesting.
hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, I'll start being able to travel back to Venezuela soon because there's so much about that culture that I love, and so I'm hoping to share a little bit more of that once ho things get better down there.
You know, the funny thing is, it's like Italian is such a popular thing. It's such a hot thing. Like the world loves
Loves.
Italian stuff.
I agree, and it's something that is amazing growing up. If I told somebody I was from Venezuela, I kind of got a little bit of like a, oh, but if I told somebody I was from Italy, like, oh my gosh, love Italy. It's amazing. And the land, the people, and the language. I want to go to Italy. I have a third, fourth cousin or aunt or, and it's like, it's always been so funny to me.
Well, it's just so it's, I mean, it's, you know, I think about it like, why is it this way? And if you really start dissecting, and this is what my problem comes. We come from such a great land, a land that has given the world so much, a land that is the number one when you name 10 different life entities, you know, food. And fashion and coolness and chic and sexy and you know, they're very modern with furniture and science and now we go back to the history aspect, and it's like this is where the world comes from, and the Roman Empire and the Catholic Church, and you know, it's just there's so much to it, and people eat it up, and they should, but now you're in the position, you're like an influencer, okay? And there's like responsibility with that. And that's why I love that you promote culture and you promote positive and you promote the language, because to me, language is culture and culture is language. They go
I agree.
simultaneously. And unfortunately, our people, our Italian American people, or my people, we lose it so quickly,
Oh,
and
yeah.
we really, like, I don't know, we don't care, we don't do anything about it. So you're an influencer that's promoting that, and now we have the other side of the fence, and we have all these influencers who are promoting, you know, unfortunately, I'm very involved in the Italian Cultural Center here in Chicagoland. We have a community home. It's called Casa Italia. Okay. So, unfortunately, the big thing when you think about Italians is mob and meatballs, meaning crooks and cuisine. I know, and you know, there were way more than that. But unfortunately, the majority of the people out there think that's where it ends.
And I mean we're so past that, you know, we're so past that
It's
it
now,
is sad that people, you know,
absolutely. And that's
kind of
what
focus on that.
brings me down and it hurts me. And it also hurts me probably more that our own people think that. And you know who perpetuates it a lot, maybe the most? Our own people.
Oh, for sure. Well, yeah, that's what I agree. That's what they focus on, and that's what a lot of the content seems to revolve around. And yeah, we're so much more than that. I
See,
mean,
coming from that Italian Cultural Center, I volunteer there, and we spend a lot of dedicated time and hours of our lives trying to keep the culture going, keep the heritage alive, and then you're fighting against some, you know, podcast influencer, blogger that is talking about who's your favorite mobster, what's your favorite mob movie, you know, talking with the mozzarella and the gabagool and all that stuff.
Oh, gosh.
And it's just like, and you know what? I'll tell you, because I'm around Italians. And I'm around Italian Americans. And
Yes, and there's a big difference.
there's an
People don't
enormous
realize.
difference. And every day that goes by, and the more gabagool, I feel like the gap between the Italians in Italy and the Italian Americans keeps getting wider and wider and wider and wider.
Definitely.
And I've backed you going to Italy so often. Now, is Nonna, she's still alive? Do you go see
She
Nonna?
passed.
Oh,
She
I'm sorry.
passed a year ago.
Oh, I'm
Yeah.
very sorry. I'm
But
very
she left me her house. And
sorry.
so, yeah. And
Oh, yeah.
so that's why I go back often.
So
It's
you're
a
in Prezza.
yes, Brezza.
Okay, so Prezza, for all those non-Abruzzese people, is in the province of Aquila. And
Bravo.
it is 10 minutes from Sulmona. And we all know Sulmona, or we should know Sulmona, because Sulmona is famous for the city of confetti. The confetti candies for the weddings started in Sulmona. And
I am working on a factory tour, so I'm hoping
I
to
took
have
one.
some content about that.
I took one. Mario Pellino.
Yes.
They have a whole museum. And I was there. And my Italian American moments, I filmed one inside there with some of the ladies who worked there and some
Love
of the
that.
other people that my people from Bugnara, which my father's from Bugnara, which is another small town in the mountains
Yeah, it is
near
Bella.
all of these towns, Introdacqua, Scanno, all of them. Beautiful
Yes,
area. And I love
beautiful.
that you're very proud to be Abruzzese. And I love
Very.
promote it so much.
I
You're
love
kind of
Abruzzo.
like a, I don't
Hidden gem.
want to say unknown, but just lesser of what the people know. You know, the people
Oh, for
know
sure.
Southern Italy, they know Sicily, and they know
Yes.
Puglia and Calabria, and they know Napoli. And then they know Tuscany, and they know, you know, Rome. And it's like, Abruzzo, where's that?
Oh, where's that? Yeah, nobody's heard about it. It's really a hidden gem. And in a way, you kind of hate to promote it too much because you're like,
Yes, you don't want it to be too known. You don't want it to
you
be.
don't want it to get. I think one of the
Yes.
beauties of Abruzzo is that it is a hidden gem, you know.
I agree with
And
you. And when you go
yeah.
there, it's like seeing real Italy.
It is
Yes,
100%.
because a lot of Italy, or
100%.
the tourist sections for sure, they're like, I don't know, for lack of a better explanation, watered down. And people speak English, and it's just very Western.
It
Where
is,
you
yes.
go, and it's like, I don't think you're really going to
Oh.
find a lot of people speaking English. And
No, you're not.
it's
No, you're not.
really nice. So I'm glad you do that. And Sulmona, what a great city to come and visit.
Yes. I love Sulmona. Normally I stay at my Nona's house, but I did do a 1 year lease on Nona's house. So the last few times I've been staying at an Airbnb in Sulmona, and they've been lovely. And I shared it on my story this last time, because I just love this Airbnb so much, because it's like right in the middle of Sulmona, and it's such a beautiful little town. And
And near Piazza Garibaldi.
right by Piazza Garibaldi. So, and
That's
then
awesome.
I had my little porchetta video that's going a little bit viral, which is kind of funny, because obviously the mercato is Wednesdays and Saturdays, and they always have the porchetta camion there. And
And which is a
so
beautiful, beautiful sight with the mountain in the background.
so beautiful.
It's just like, oh my God, it's breathtaking. I mean,
And
I
the
just,
aqueduct in the middle of, I
aqueducts
mean,
from like 11th or 12th century.
oh yeah, we could never.
It's just amazing. I did another Italian American moment on La Madonna che Scappa, which is the Easter tradition where they have the Madonna out of the church, and then those men that work on that, and they don't walk, they don't even run, they sprint. They sprint
Yes,
with the
they do.
Madonna because she's going to see her son. And oh my God, what a beautiful thing. And I said to myself, I want to be there one Easter to see that in person.
Oh, yes. Definitely a must see.
Yes, beautiful. The blog, what's your future with it? What's your thoughts? Where do you want to take it?
Initially, my idea with it was to kind of connect myself with people from Venezuela, from Abruzzo, and kind of practice this language, keep it in touch, because I am in the middle of nowhere. And so it gets pretty lonely out here being a foreigner and being an immigrant and being, obviously I have nobody to speak Italian with here. I do also speak French and Portuguese, but they aren't my I call English, Spanish, and Italian my maternal languages. My brain just thinks in all of these three. And so for me, it was like, wanted to start social media a long time ago, but out of respect for my ex, he didn't like that. So I didn't, never did. And then once that ended, I was like, well, I guess I can do that now. And it's been really fun because I have really connected with people from everywhere. And so that's been the funnest part about my blog. And I very much started it as a hobby and to just connect with people and share my cultures. And it's growing. And I think now it might potentially get to a place where I can make it maybe a career. And so I'm very excited to see where it goes. I do want to stick to being as real as possible and not really have a niche and just share my life, more of a lifestyle type of blog. And if I can maybe make it a career somehow, that'll be amazing,
Well, that's
obviously.
great. You're amazing the way you talk really fast and you talk Italian really fast. And then you'll switch to Spanish really fast. And I'm like, my God, that's not easy.
It's my brain thinks that way. Sometimes it's actually harder for me to speak one language.
Well, you're amazing. I mean,
Thank
it's speaking five languages, that's
you.
so difficult. I mean, that's great.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Positive,
Thanks, Michael.
please. We need more like you.
Yeah.
Promoting this language.
The
It's such a
beauty
beautiful
of
language.
it
And I
really
always
is.
say, you know what? You don't have to be fluent, but try to learn a little bit. It's so easy nowadays with the internet, and you can just try to pick up things. So God bless. Keep promoting it.
Thank
Keep
you.
promoting the language. How do they follow you?
Margherita Vlogs. My name, Margherita Like the Pizza, is what I say. And then blogs. So I'm pretty easy to find. I'm the same on TikTok and Facebook. And that's it. Or I have my email, margheritavlogs@gmail.com, for anybody that might be interested in collaborations. I'm really bad at answering DMs. But emails, I'm great with.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, Margarita, you know what? Thanks so much for the interview. I
Thank
love
you
it.
for
I love what
having me,
you're
Frank.
doing. And you're a younger woman that's doing these modern things that I'm, a little bit removed from. So keep up all the great work and thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing our culture too, and trying to keep that alive.
You got to keep it. Forza Abruzzo, right?
A forza, Abruzzo, forte gentile.
Yes, forte and gentile, and you're a good representative of that.
Yes. Thank
Thank you.
you.